the right with him. It was rainy and it was cold, and our hotels were like looked like a crack house. it was ugly. It was dark. But I kind of liked it. It was romantic. I like that kind of stuff. I opened the door to the hotel room and
we don't touch anymore.
Smoked cigarettes, drank coffee. Matt said, listen to this.
Remember the way that we did before.
It was the chorus, and I said, we have to write this. It's about marriage.
You could say we were just kids before we had our own.
And he said, I love my wife so much, I'd like to write something that's where I'm at today. So I said, can I go real personal with it? And he said, yeah. So we did, and it came with these lyrics. It's beautiful.
We forgot how to communicate.
Very proud of the song. I love how the Will's guitar is just one take. I love how Ryan's mandolin is one take. Jeremy's drums are just, oh, fascinating. What was that, a Leedy?
What is that bullshit?
What, like a 1941? 1941 Leedy snare on that. Listen to it. I'll shut up. Listen.
We don't talk.
That'll make you want to slap your mama.
What'd you do that for?
And the weatherman said that the storm will clear. The one that's been here for years.
Ooh, this is so good.
Maybe, just maybe, this time you'll be right.
Here it is.
Before the pictures are gone.
So we sat there and we hashed this song out in 3 hours. We finished it. But when it's something real, that's something beautiful about writing songs, is you can come up with beautiful chords and melodies all day long, but unless you know what the song is about and what you want to write it about, it will never come out authentic. But if you do know what you want it about and you're trying to change something in your life with it, it'll come out so genuine.
Like a dark red rose left in the parking lot.
I love that line, Matt. I'm very proud of Matt Noveski on this.
I sit here choking on words I should have never thought.
Listen to that. It's like wind.
I know I
then the mandolin comes in like
down.
Icicles.
And my words
so good. I love this Rhodes part right here.
Just like that. Just like that honeymoon I promised you.
That's so pretty.
You never got.
Jeremy's drums sound amazing, sound like Fleetwood Mac. Brian is outstanding.
Just maybe this time you'll be right. Before the pictures are gone.
And I have to give it to Mark Needham. This might be his best mix on the album. It just sounds so good and so wide.
Leave us behind. And this is wrong. Cause we're right. We're right on the edge of a
really good together on this one. Listen how they combine this part right here. I just love Brian's mandolin. It's that ride cymbal, which is so nice and tasty. So good and so tasty.
And the weatherman said,
I like how Needham goes mono with that vocal.
Yeah, this is
right in the center of your forehead.
Baby, I'm
strings come in for the first time.
Right.
Here it is.
Oh,
wait for it. Oh, yeah. That acoustic, man. So good. That ride cymbal. I could talk about it for days.
And this is wrong. Cause we're right. We're right on.
Being a producer of this song, I couldn't just leave it alone. I had to do something special at the end, and I remember working with Eric, and I heard something in my head. It's usually two instruments rubbing together, and I heard this in my head, and so I said, can we make it sound like a romantic robot somewhere in the background? And then at the end, I want to end it like Flaming Lips would end the song. almost like a summer of love kind of feel. Listen to this right here. It's like ocean waves. It's Loop Robot. Who do you run from?